here we are. It's the Thursday afternoon show with Debbie Mayer
and Ellen Thurston.
So right now we're here in the studio with Stephen Petronio. And I had the pleasure of meeting Stephen a couple of weeks ago when he had a sort of fundraiser for Crow's Nest, which is a new project of his in Round Top, NY, over in Greene County, right near where they had Lodge last weekend for Wave Farm and WGXC.
Oh, you mean the fundraiser at
the resort. So Stephen will tell us about his new project momentarily. I just wanted to tell you a little bit about him. He can tell us the rest. Because I thought it was really interesting that prior to pursuing a career in dance, Petronio studied pre-med. But then he was inspired by the dancing of Nureyev and Steve Paxson, and he studied with them. And he was the first male dancer of the Tricia Brown Company before he founded the Stephen Petronio Dance Company in 1984. And the rest is dance history. He was telling me they do a season every spring at the Joyce in New York. And now he has this new project in Round Top. So welcome, Stephen.
Thank you so much, Debbie and Ellen. It's great to be here with you. And I'm thrilled to be in your studio in Hudson.
Good. Thank you. So do you want to start? You want to start at the beginning or the start at the right now with Crow's Nest?
Well, which beginning? Let's. I can give you a little bit about my history. So, you know, as you said, I was the first male dancer with Tricia Brown.
Yeah, and that's interesting.
And I went on to form my own company, and we're just about 33 years old now.
Yeah,
and so we've toured all over the world, and we've had an incredible, beautiful, warm reception in many theaters across many continents, mm-hmm. and it's been. It wasn't enough because I'm greedy. So after, can an artist ever have enough support?
No,
it's hard to say.
No, I have accepted support from the weirdest people because it's support.
Well, yeah, we're very greedy. It's
yes.
It's an empty pit that we have to keep filling.
Absolutely.
And so around my 30th anniversary, we lost the great Merce Cunningham, mm-hmm. a leader in our field. Mm-hmm. And then my mentor, Tricia Brown, became very ill before she died recently.
Yes.
But so I was hitting 30 at a time when I was losing these great icons, and we mm-hmm. were all losing these great icons, and I began to wonder what I wanted to do mm-hmm. And how my life would play out.
Mm.
And so I formed a project. Up until then, the work of my company was only about the Stephen Petronio creation,
mm-hmm.
In collaboration with visual artists and music and
yes,
and so
notable musicians and visual artists.
Yeah, I've worked with some. Mm-hmm. I've been so lucky to work with some incredible people like mm-hmm. Laurie Anderson and mm-hmm. Lou Reed and Cindy Sherman, Anish Kapoor. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been very, very lucky.
Yeah.
But still, it felt like it wasn't enough.
And of course not.
So I formed this idea called Bloodlines, where I would begin to take in some of the works of these great masters that I felt very personally connected
mm-hmm.
with.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of an interesting idea for me because I'm usually very self-centered, but to be carrying the work of these other artists really became quite a... At first I thought it was a good idea, and then it became kind of a life-changing idea
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
carry these great masterpieces in our bodies, taught by people who had worked with these masters.
Uh-huh. Mm.
So while we could still get that body-to-body communication, I thought it was important to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then that didn't seem like it was enough. because...
It should have been enough.
It should have been enough, but it wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough.
So I had been thinking about, you know, like many artists who wanting to escape the city and have a little idyllic place to make work somewhere in the country.
Oh, you've landed in the right place.
Well, I did. And but, you know, it's kind of a hipster dream that's been around for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had that dream. But when I was making the Bloodlines project and coming at this moment in history, I just realized that it could no longer be just about me.
Mm.
And so I've decided to create a retreat For other artists in the field, other dancing artists, dance movement-based artists in the field to come and retreat in a place. And my vision was to find a place that when the dancers pulled up, they would feel like they had died and gone to heaven for a couple of weeks.
Oh,
and so that was my criteria.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll become a dancer.
never too late.
Right.
So I found an incredible facility, a property in Greene County in Round Top, where we have 177 forested acres, mm-hmm. Clear views of several states.
Mm, the views are gorgeous.
And the facility was ready to go. It's a modest scale. They'll only be in residence. They'll only be 10 to 12 maybe at a time, mm-hmm. and or anywhere up to that number. It could be less.
Right.
And it's really about early stage research and development.
Okay.
Now, many people that go to the theater, they buy its ticket and they sit in a seat and they could see the product,
mm-hmm.
and they whatever flashes in front of them for that hour or two, they understand. But what you don't understand as a viewer is that there's an incredible amount of scraping around that you have to do to get to that moment, that ephemeral moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mission is to teach the world the value of zero, starting from zero,
mm-hmm.
And that artists didn't deserve a chance to be cared for and to be... and to be encouraged to make the mistakes they need to make and maybe to throw away what they're doing to get to the next thing. And the creative process is not a linear thing, and it has to start by going into the facing yourself in a almost in a solitary way. So we found a place that is green and beautiful, mm-hmm. and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And so dancers can come and detach from their everyday struggles in the world. What's my next job? What is my partner doing? Do I have
right.
to feed the cats? How am I going to get there? Am I going to get there on time?
Right.
What air am I breathing? how am I going to pay my rent?
Stephen, yeah. have you ever yourself gone to an artist retreat like that?
Yes, I have. And that's part of why this is important to me.
I bet you went to Yaddo.
I didn't go to Yaddo, but I went to the Atlantic Center for the Arts and the Webb Center for the Arts. And I was also the first artist in residence at the Joyce Theater, mm-hmm. in Manhattan,
oh.
which is not exactly like what I'm talking about, but still very important.
Mm-hmm.
So, the problem that I found with many of the retreats was that that I couldn't bring all my dancers. There wasn't enough money to bring all my dancers.
Mm-hmm.
So very important to me to actually pay the artists to be there, to feed them with healthy, locally sourced food.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it will be grown right on site at the retreat. But the when I was at the Webb Center, it was during Sandy.
Where is the Webb Center?
It's one
I haven't heard of, so I can't help you.
It's in Arizona, I believe. Yes.
Oh,
I can't remember what town it is in Arizona.
Oh, well, the state, that's good.
But,
yeah.
But we were at a dude ranch.
Uh-huh.
Riding horses and around a campfire and making dances,
uh-huh.
while New York was underwater.
Oh, gosh.
And this is probably a good time to shout out to Texas and Louisiana.
Yeah.
Our hearts are with you.
Yes.
And it's very hard to go about your daily business knowing what's going
right.
on in that
mm-hmm.
part of the world. And, and then that's just one part of the world that's underwater. There's,
yes.
there's a few others.
There are.
So somehow just watching what was going on in New York and feeling safe
uh-huh.
and cared for at the Webb Center,
mm-hmm.
it was really kind of a special bell rang in me. And I thought, what can I leave? What kind of legacy can I leave? Not to be morbid, but the act of being in the studio with dancers and experimenting, to me, to leave that gift behind would be a really, I think, a noble thing. So that's what I'm working hard to do right now.
That's great.
The reason why I asked about Yaddo is, I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing it correctly, but mm-hmm. isn't it in Saratoga? I'm thinking of
yes.
the one in
Yes, it is.
In
it is.
Saratoga.
Yeah.
And I know that you did some sort of residency program there.
Yes, we were in residence at Skidmore College this
right.
summer.
Oh,
we did
yes.
a three-week teaching
I saw
residency.
That, yeah.
And so that was pretty exciting. And but we were teaching all day from 9 till 6, mm-hmm. and then I could sneak away and do a little bit of choreographic research. But the difference here is that this is not about teaching. Mm-hmm. This is about giving a choreographer and her or his dancers the time to build something new without requirements. There's no performance, no performing up there. Mm-hmm. We will invite people in to watch stuff, and we will stream things out with video, but it's not... There's no, you don't have to fulfill a lot of requirements. All you have to do is show up and do what you do.
Right. So. And do you show up with your dance company?
You can.
Uh-huh. I didn't understand that.
Yes,
that's interesting.
You can do that. So what's happening is that there is a nomination process.
Mm-hmm.
We've assembled a panel of leaders in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And so there'll be a nomination process going on right now. And then there's a panel of four artists that will select the first season. And so that's our first year will be run that way. So hopefully we'll be up and running by next summer.
Next summer, so, yeah. Yes.
Are you inviting just American choreographers?
That's not a requirement.
There are no requirements.
There's no, your green card is not a requirement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So interesting. We're looking to... have the recommendations of the leaders in the field. So if they, mm-hmm. you know, recently we had some people up from Singapore who were sniffing around to see what we were doing and very interested in what we were doing and maybe wanted to do some kind of companion.
Oh, great.
Mirror image.
Yes. That's interesting. Yeah. We're here on the Thursday afternoon show on WGXC Acra 90.7. We're here with Stephen Petronio this hour. Of the Stephen Petronio Dance Company and Crow's Nest. He's talking about Crow's Nest.
David, do you know
choreographers?
I'm sorry, David.
That's okay. You can talk over me. Oh, well. That's Ellen. I'm Debbie. Yes, Ellen, what would you like to say?
It just flashed into my mind. Mm-hmm. Do you know Adam Weinert?
Yes, of course. I met him recently at the opera.
Mm-hmm. And... I think of him because he did something similar to what you're doing with, what are you calling it, Lifelines? Or
Bloodlines.
Bloodlines, sorry.
Hmm. Copyright Bloodlines. By the way, the Web Center is in Wickenburg, Arizona.
Oh, so.
Wickenburg,
never
Arizona.
Heard of it.
No, I don't
know.
Beautiful, beautiful place.
I bet.
Very inspiring.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm sorry.
But
ahead.
Adam went back to do this work about Ted Shawn and the Jacob's Pillow and all that.
Well, Jacob's Pillow has been a wonderful home to many of us over the years.
Yeah.
And Ted Shawn had this crazy idea. Why don't we do some dancing in the woods? So you know, the relationship between art and nature has a very long history.
Doesn't it?
And yeah. Oddly enough, we make a lot of our work in the urban situation.
Mm-hmm.
And my premise is that it's getting harder and harder to work in a sane and clear-headed way in the middle of all the financial and social and political pressures that are going on in New York. I mean, honestly, I don't really know how my dancers can even afford to live there anymore.
Yes.
And I believe that that the exurban centers for creation are going to become, they are very important and will continue to become more important.
Mm-hmm.
And so Crow's Nest is a nod in that direction. And I think, I just want to say an important part of the philosophy here is not only will we try to provide quality, natural time that's mm-hmm. reflective and maybe productive for the artists, but we will do it in consort with other like-minded institutions.
Oh, yes. So, tell us about that.
Yeah, well, you know, so we figured out financially that on the best year, mm-hmm. we can probably give four or five artists two weeks of full space, pay, and food.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite a considerable undertaking financially.
Mm, yes.
And it's great. So to mm-hmm. have, for, let's say, Jane Smith, fictitious Jane Smith, mm-hmm. gets a grant, gets awarded a fellowship at Crow's Nest, a retreat at Crow's Nest. Well, 2 weeks is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only 2 weeks.
I know. I wanted to ask you about that, actually. To me, it barely seems enough time. I mean, it takes you 2 weeks to, like, unwind.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So the first week is for sure unwinding.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have to say that this idea it works only to a small extent
mm-hmm.
unless we begin to build a chain of support across the valley and across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking with my neighbors right down the street at the opera, Hudson Opera. Mm-hmm. I'm talking with the... sorry.
You can move the mic.
Oh, okay.
Make it comfortable.
Okay, yeah. Great. Okay. I'm talking with the Lumberyard, the mm-hmm. amazing facility in Catskill that's being developed right now. And Jacob's Pillow I'm talking mm-hmm. with. I'm talking with the American Dance Festival. Mm-hmm. We're looking, always looking for partners. And my idea is to create a chain of support mm-hmm. where they might start at Crow's Nest and then go down to the Lumberyard and then go over to Jacob's Pillow and then go down to the American Dance Festival.
And don't forget to stop at PS21 Chatham.
And then PS21.
I'm in touch with one of your associates.
Fantastic.
About that.
Yes, we've been talking about that.
Right.
So there's, you know... Mostly, we tend to disagree about things in the world. And if the people who love dance and support dance could get our elbows linked together, mm-hmm. we could actually start at A and end up at G, mm-hmm. and a dance might come out after that. So.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, Ellen and I are really impressed with all the dance that's going on in this area. Well, right now, there seems to be a groundswell.
I made a little list.
Oh, good.
Well, let's hear it.
Don't forget Art Omai.
No.
That's right.
I could never. Or
No.
And I'm hoping there's going to be dance at the Cole House very soon. There hasn't
been
already.
Oh, interesting.
Who runs the residency program in dance?
The man who's going to be dancing this weekend at PS21, Christopher Morgan,
oh, that's right.
I believe is his
Morgan?
Last name.
He's Hawaiian.
Yes, and he's doing a two-night program. This time it's Saturday and Sunday at PS21. An evening solo dance that looks at his Hawaiian roots along with other things. I can't wait. I'm going to go Sunday night. That's where I am.
So why this area?
Yeah.
Well,
cheap
the real
estate
situation for one. I mean, we have to admit it. And it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And people seem to be discovering the Hudson Valley.
And
suddenly.
It's on the train.
Well, I think it's been discovered. Mm-hmm. Don't look now, but
how
it's
many
been discovered.
Times?
Yeah. But the reason that I ended up here is mm-hmm. I moved out of the out of Manhattan mm-hmm. about 13 years ago. I moved to Putnam County mm-hmm. just because I lived in the city for over 30 years and mm-hmm. I just felt like the quality of life was not up to my standards, or my bank account wasn't up to the
quality of life standard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, really.
So I moved out, and then I was invited by Dancers Responding to AIDS mm-hmm. To perform 5 years ago at the Hudson Valley mm-hmm. Dance Festival, and so I've been a longtime friend and love of the Dancers Responding to mm-hmm. AIDS. Helps many, many people through. In the beginning, it was through that crazy onset of the AIDS crisis.
Yeah, crisis
but
part.
But now
yeah.
they're the health work they do mm-hmm. across various different diseases and for artists and non-artists and families of artists is an incredibly important foundation, and they've been very generous to so many people. Mm-hmm. And they invited me to come up to the first festival 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I performed here, and I arrived in Catskill, and I thought, oh, this is beautiful.
Oh, you thought it was beautiful. Yeah. Oh, good.
No, I thought it was amazing. Yeah. You know, the festival is down on the river.
Oh,
and
that's right. It's in that
yes.
big building.
It's just so, it's a 120-year-old wooden warehouse uh-huh. at Catskill Point. And uh-huh. this year,
yes.
here's my shameless plug, Saturday, October 7th, mm-hmm. performances at 2 and 5.
Yes.
You, if you love dance and if you love people, you must go.
I'm going.
So so please
I look forward
on your
to
list.
It. Yes.
So that
are you dancing?
I'm not
Stephen?
Performing. No, I have an okay. engagement in Manhattan that night. The night before, but mm-hmm. I will be attending.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say I love them. They're
great.
They're an incredible organization.
Yeah.
And so
they're going to be on the radio.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And so they turned me on to Catskill. Mm-hmm. And then when I met Adrienne Willis, who's heading up the Lumberyard, mm-hmm. she knew what I was doing. She knew I was looking mm-hmm. around for to where should I land. And she said,
her.
Why don't you, and I was looking on the other side of the, on this side of the river.
Uh-huh.
And she said, well, why don't you sniff around over here? Uh-huh. And why don't, you know, we could be friends. And so I began looking and I found the most incredible place.
Yes.
So.
Didn't you
well,
ever?
A lot of people come to this region through friends. Yeah. I think almost everybody,
that's right.
I ask people a lot why, you know, what brought them here, and that's often the case.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm all for making a giant matrix of art production.
You've got it. We've got everything.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if you need something, a designer makes something specific, you sort of go to your neighbor and or ask around, and before you know it, it's been accomplished.
Well, I think we could really show the urban centers what we're made of here, and how we can contribute to the cultural life of America in a very important way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Now, Ellen had read something interesting about how you funded all this. Do you want to ask him about that, Ellen?
Yeah.
Well, funded is the wrong word because it's an ongoing process of funding. So, you know, when I purchased the property, when I closed on the property and I closed over Christmas, getting to that point was the hardest thing that I ever did. And I sat on the floor of the no furniture. I sat on the floor of Crow's Nest and I thought, wow. Now comes the hard part.
That's so, right.
So sustaining it is the hard part. But
The Opera House something like 20 years.
Oh, I don't. I'm not sure I have that. I'm not sure I have 20 years. And I'm very impatient Aries. So so watch out. But I will say that I've been given an incredible amount of support, and I've kind of been raised in a culture of generosity. Trisha Brown was incredibly generous to me, and she introduced me to all of her artist friends and people like Robert Rauschenberg, and he was very generous to me. This endeavor was started because Anish Kapoor, the British Indian sculptor, gave me an incredible gift of a sculpture that I was able to sell, and so the down payment for this endeavor was from a grace and generosity of Anish Kapoor, and then many other people have jumped in. Cindy Sherman, great artist Cindy Sherman, has dedicated the garden, the organic garden. Many painters have given work to the company over the years to sell.
So, it's a really wonderful way to do it.
It's a beautiful thing. And so I just also want to mention that we're having an auction on Paddle 8 online September 7th, 13th through 27th. Let me make sure those dates are right. Let's see. Yes, 13th through 27th. You can go online, buy some art to support some art. So the visual artists, you know, they work with ideas that they then make tangible, and they have a monetary value. The dance world is the kind of the poor sister, and we make work that just comes from an idea and it disappears into thin air. So we don't really, in a capitalist world, we don't really have any currency, it's not as obvious as it is for the visual art world. And the visual art world has a history of standing up and taking notice of the dance world and helping us stay alive.
Is that true? The visual arts world does. Interesting. I wouldn't have known that.
Long history of philanthropic support of the dance world through Jasper Johns and Jasper and Merce Cunningham.
That's what I was just thinking. Yes,
and Paul Taylor and Peter Brown and. You know, he helped many, many artists. And, you know, Rauschenberg, over the course of my career, gave me a number of works to sell on behalf of the company.
It's a very interesting idea.
Generous.
So beautiful. And so out of that spirit, that generous spirit, I want Crow's Nest. In a way, it's my way of giving back to the dance world as well. Mm-hmm.
So the auction that you mentioned, I was zoning out, preparing for 5 o'clock.
It's on Paddle 8.
Paddle 8, and is it visual art, basically?
It's visual art, yes.
Okay.
So it'll be, I think it'll be in preview tomorrow, and then the actual auction, it's not a high-pressured, not a live auction. You can do over the course of the days.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we're going to have some of the work up at Crow's Nest, so you can make an appointment to come and see it live, and you can get to see Crow's Nest, and you can get to see some of the work that's being auctioned off.
So how do they find all of that? Is there a website?
Yes, you can go to Stephen Petronio. Just Google my name and you'll get to my website.
Stephen.
And last name, Petronio.
Okay.
So dance will pop. You'll know where to go.
You'll know. That's true. Super.
Well, how much is your budget overall, dare we ask?
Well, it's north of, I'm getting close to 1.5 million. Uh-huh. That's what it's going to take to run this baby.
Yeah, so, I would think.
So, yeah. You know, so the Stephen Matronio Company really and started out as a single vision choreographer thing.
Right, yes.
And so now it's supporting my creativity. It's supporting the preservation and the presentation of the greats of postmodern mm-hmm. dance, like Merce Cunningham, Tricia mm-hmm. Brown, Steve mm-hmm. Paxton, Anna Halperin.
Do you have a foundation?
Yeah, it's the Stephen Petronio Company, Inc.
Inc.
Yeah.
That's so the Inc. That's okay, the Inc. Yeah,
so
right.
So we're a 501c3, mm-hmm. not-for-profit.
Uh-huh.
And,
cool.
And then going on to support the works of the young artists, and actually a Crow's Nest is not just for young artists, it's for artists across mm-hmm. all the mm-hmm. spectrum. So so you know, it's we're looking at a new model of what a dance company can be. Mm-hmm. It can be a socially responsible and culturally engaged mm-hmm. entity, not just mm-hmm. making art for one artist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know. Can we just talk about the weather for a minute?
Sure. Yeah.
Have you ever been there at Crow's Nest in January and February?
Yes, it's very chilly.
Yeah.
So we closed at Christmas. So
right, you closed at Christmas.
So
after that, you could go in any time. It was yours.
I wasn't there for the March snowstorm. I will uh-huh. say. I had a lot. I was touring in Southeast Asia at that uh-huh. moment. So, but I understand from the person who plows the place that it was quite a scene.
It was quite a scene. So, it was here in Hudson too. I was in San Diego, darn it.
Yeah. you lucky San Diegan.
But it was quite something. But no, in my self-defense, I'd like to tell you that I grew up in Schenectady and I went to Skidmore in Saratoga Springs.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And my last winter at Skidmore, we had cold weather that still holds the record for a couple of those days.
Wow.
So I grew up in cold weather. It just seems like it's going to be awful cold over there in the winter, Stephen.
But isn't it fun to get snowed in?
Well, if you have enough food, it is.
If you have enough food.
Well, Crow's Nest really is quite remote, as if you've been there, so you know going up that
drive.
I've
been there.
It's
yes.
remote.
Mm-hmm.
But so when the artists are in residence, mm-hmm. they will have a chef on premise, so
yes, so
hopefully
that's one
she or he will figure it out.
You will have right, of course.
Well,
yeah,
hope.
You will have a chef. I was sort of wondering that because I went to the Malay Colony at one point. Mm-hmm. That's for writers, no performance art, just
right.
writers of all sorts. And yeah, we had a chef. We fixed our own breakfast. She left us lunch, and she fixed a really good dinner.
That's a very good model, and
it's
one of the models we're looking at.
Uh-huh.
But just to say that the because before you know, Crow's Nest has radiant floor heating. So,
thank heavens.
So it's a four season facility.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But before I found Crow's Nest, I was thinking it was going to be in some some drafty barn. So the program is conceived as a summer program.
Yes.
So in January and February, hopefully.
But you're going to be living there in
yes,
January and February.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Tell me how to get out.
We'll work on it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but the artist, I think you did mention that the day that we met, that it's basically at this point you're looking at Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Yes, and we will use the facility for other mm-hmm. Ventures during the rest of the year,
mm-hmm.
and maybe board meetings or mm-hmm. little some kind of retreats
mm-hmm.
That are small. I mean, this is all intimacy; it can't be very large, but you know the views are really breathtaking,
mm-hmm.
and anybody who's been up there.
Yeah.
Especially the choreographers, they stand at the edge of the view, and
mm-hmm.
you could see them projecting themselves out into that long
yeah.
view and that space.
Great.
And that's what it's meant for. So it's a great place to dream. So if you need a place to dream for uh-huh. whatever project, give me a call.
Okay, yeah, because there's always autumn. I'm sure it's beautiful up there
in
October.
That's a great name for a song, There's Always Autumn.
I'm sure. There probably is a song right. like that. I'll look it up for next week. Yeah.
Debbie, do you know, does Bard have a dance program at all?
Oh, certainly.
Oh, yeah. Very big one. Yeah.
Yes, it does. It's an old and popular program. It's a good
one.
So
we're new. So we're at the beginning. Sure. We would like to be friends with many, many people.
Mm-hmm.
But David Slaza is my director of this project. And
right.
He actually teaches at Bard right now.
Oh, he does.
So David has a long history and affiliation with organizations that are about these kind of residencies where art is made. So we're really looking to David to lead us into the future. And, you know, I think this is going to be a really, really interesting way in the next few years to see how this coalition of supporters really helps to make new work. It's already been going on, but, you know, I'm just jumping into it now. So
good.
Yeah.
That's great.
It sounds like
a new guy in the pool.
Having a lot of fun up there.
I wish I could dance for you. It's very hard to dance on in radio, but if you could see energy moving from my finger through my arm, up along my chest, down my leg, and out into space, you might see a little bit of dance.
Right. I have to say, Stephen, that was my favorite part of the party two or so weeks ago, whenever it was when we had a brief dance performance in the studio.
Well, that's
solo.
I mean, how could we not do that for you?
It was
Nick Cicione, who's my assistant.
Mm-hmm.
He danced an excerpt of Steve Paxton, who's the great groundbreaking improviser, who was one of my first teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And we restaged one of his works from the 90s, to Goldberg Variations. And
yes.
So it was an improvisation. It was an improvisation that Steve did for many years. And then Nick and I reconstructed it verbatim, pretty much verbatim.
How about that? Wow.
So,
Debbie and I saw a performance last week. I can't remember. Was it the, I don't remember the company.
Oh.
Efrat. No, it wasn't
Efrat. Yeah, it was Efrat. We saw Efrat last week.
But the one where they tap danced the Goldberg Variations.
Right, we did. This is all at PS21. We saw them tap dancing to the Goldberg Variations. It was wonderful.
Funny, that sounds great.
It was
so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be so much dance around.
We'll all just have flying feet.
Yeah. We're so lucky.
We are.
Well, we're lucky. We're all lucky, you know, to find a place that's interested. You know, there's many places across America that are not that interested in dance.
Uh-huh.
And if it's not on TV, they don't really care.
Right.
But we're in a very unique situation here. And there's several other pockets of like this across the country. And, you know, we find ourselves as dancers, we find ourselves in those little pockets of support. And I'm just very, very grateful to be here. I'm very grateful that there's so much excitement about Crow's Nest and about, I don't know, every other week in the New York Times, I'm reading about what a cultural mecca Catskill and Hudson are.
Sometimes I want them to stop.
Yes.
No, we don't want them to stop. We want them to keep promoting it.
Keep promoting it.
We're here now, and I think it's okay. But and then you have Marina Abramović here, and Kiki Smith is here.
We haven't seen Marina recently.
In a while.
I've been talking to Marina's organization.
Good.
So we wanted to get Marina up to Crow's Nest. So.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, good. There's that big building is right across the street.
It's right next door there.
Right,
that nice big building.
What was that? Oh, I think the State Arts Council started this dance. There's some organization for upstate dance that promotes dance. Do you know Elena Mosley?
Yeah,
by any chance?
Who she is, yeah.
And she's involved in that. I can't
really
think what it's called, but they give performances here and there once in a while.
Well,
it's another support organization
for you. There's a wealth of them. And I mean, just at that event that we had a couple of weeks ago, there was a wide range of people that are involved with organizations, like-minded organizations or theaters and or museums or galleries. And so I'm the new guy on the block, so I'm, you know, this is my first summer here, and I've been spending the last couple of weeks just hanging around and in cafes and seeing who I bump into.
Sounds like fun.
So if you have an interest in what we're doing, please find me. And
I call this place 2 degrees of separation,
right?
Yes.
Because I'm invariably running into people that somehow I have connection with.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, because my experience in New York is I didn't even know who lived across the hall from me.
Really?
Exactly.
So, you know, when you know everybody around you, it keeps you on the straight and narrow.
It does. Yes. That's funny. And Ellen knows everyone around her.
Not everyone. I've only been here 22 years.
Oh, that you're still just beginning too. Well, this is my fourth month, so yeah, you'll have to show me around.
Well, yeah, she can do that.
I've decided the way that people need to get connected, in Hudson anyway, you have to say hello to everybody you see on the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I first came up here, if you walk up from, you get on the train, or you get off the train, you walk up Warren Street, and you see people, mm-hmm. and they say hello mm-hmm. to you.
It's a shock, right?
In New York, you have to protect yourself not looking, making eye contact.
Totally. If someone looks at you, they want something, or they're going to take something.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
But I've noticed, because I tour all over the country and all over the mm-hmm. world, and especially other cities in America, you know, people actually look at you and say hello.
I know. Yes.
And it's pretty shocking.
Yes,
Nice to get used to that. But, you know, so Catskill, but I just really want to say Hudson and Catskill, Hudson and Catskill, mm-hmm. Hudson and Catskill. And when I first came up here and I saw how amazing Hudson was, I saw the bridge as a limitation that I didn't want to go past. And mm-hmm. And now that I'm here and mm-hmm. I'm looking at the bridge mm-hmm. and I'm traveling across the bridge, it's a connector.
Absolutely.
And so the cultural life of these two cities really, I hope, will rise up in a great harmony.
And yeah, I think it'll happen. I mean, the Thomas Cole House mm-hmm. and Olana have made a connection and did last year this exhibition
right.
that was in both places mm-hmm. and had
fantastic.
A bus running between them. And,
fantastic.
Yeah, and from Olana, there's a beautiful view of the bridge, which, you know, I've stood there and it underscored for me because the bridge isn't that old. I mean, it's decades old, but it's not that old. And prior to that, there was really no connection. Now, as we say, it's only a bridge. Get over it.
Get over it.
Yeah.
Well, also from Olana, you could see Catwalk, mm-hmm. which is the residency on the other side, right on the river, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a wealth of like-minded organizations, mm-hmm. and we are connected.
Mm-hmm.
And I just believe that we will rise up together.
And yes, absolutely.
No one's going to win this game.
Right.
We must go together.
We'll float up together.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, it's been
super
great fun talking to
yes.
you.
You too. I've loved talking to you guys.
Thanks. We were talking earlier about how long a career of a dancer is.
Oh, yeah.
And how long, whether there's a difference between how long men's bodies hold up so they can dance or isn't that taken into consideration at all?
I don't think. I think, especially in contemporary dance, the definition of what you can or can't do is up to you. So,
really?
Anna Halperin is 96 years old and she's still performing.
Really?
And her spine is as fluid as it can be.
Really?
But I remember Merce Cunningham and his sort of gnarly looking feet.
Well, he did have
dancing.
A little gnarly feet. His
but,
feet,
but
were,
it
like,
was
his
all
feet
right.
were like animals in their own right.
Yes.
I loved his feet. But, you know, as long as you can move your eyebrow. So this winter I was in I went throughout Southeast Asia through a program called Dance Motion USA. It was a kind of a collaboration between the Brooklyn Academy of Music in Brooklyn and the State Department. I'm not sure what's happening to the program right now, but so they sent us out throughout Southeast Asia, Thailand, Vietnam, and Singapore, working with students of very different ability. Some were in wheelchairs, some had mental challenges, some had physical challenges, some were blind. You know, it was a very wide, and often all these people were in the same class. So how do you teach them dance, and how do you work with that kind of limitation? But as long as you can breathe, there's motion in mm-hmm. there. So and that's the beautiful thing about dance, and that's what's so exciting about dance being so important to the culture in this valley, that it's beyond electronic, it's beyond the speed of disengagement of the internet. And it's a real human thing. And if you can breathe, you can do it. So there's really no limitation on how long you can go.
Great.
Yes. That is.
Except my back hurts.
Does it? I've always thought of being part of a dance in which I sat perfectly still. Because I can do
thing.
That.
That's
yeah,
a,
it is.
It's hard. It's a hard thing to do, yeah. but very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At PS21, they have some dance workshops where they mm-hmm. bring in people of all ages yeah. mm-hmm. dancing together.
Yeah,
it's quite common
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I've made work with. There's a group in California called Access, and so it's different abilities. Some people in wheelchairs, some people with a cane, maybe one foot missing, maybe an arm missing. Mm-hmm. And before I did it, I was frightened. Because I was afraid I wouldn't have anything that I could offer them. But once I began to understand that they were just like me and that I have my limitations and they have their limitations, it was such a freeing experience as a choreographer, and my mind really opened up. And so I'm always very grateful to the Axis Dance Company based in San Francisco.
Mm. I know. It's wonderful to keep learning like that.
We're going to be doing some training for teachers of people with different abilities in movement. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that'll happen up at Crow's Nest in the coming year.
Great.
So. Well, I wish you'd come every week and talk to us.
I can give you an update regularly.
Yeah, you could call in.
Yeah, phone it in.
Fantastic.
Right. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we've been talking to Stephen Petronio. Of the Stephen Petronio Dance Company and Crow's Nest in Round Top. So,
Round Top is the name of the town.
It's the hamlet. Yeah,
it's also Mountain. The name of the little round mountain.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Good. I got it right.
There's a very good bakery right down the street.
Oh, well, that's good too. Wow.
Hartman's Bakery, yeah. German bakery. Beautiful. Bavarian.
There are a lot of German people in that area,
I think. It's true. There's a real German Bavarian.
Riedel Byers is there. The resort.
And there's Musselman's, which is the golf course and the country club right down the street from Round Top.
Right.
Which is,
I saw that.
If you know where that is,
we're
up the road from there. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Really good dinners there, by the way.
Oh, good. Are they open all year?
Yeah, I think so.
And the bakery open all year.
The bakery is amazing.
Okay.
So.
Good.
Well, that's
might
good
be worth
know.
The trip. Yeah, yeah. Really.
So I'm sitting here thinking that Wave Farm would probably love to do it. I don't know that much about it, but they have all these sound artists, you know, doing music and non-music and
what they consider music.
Well,
we have to hook up with them.
Absolutely. So... you're very good at that hooking up, I think.
Well, you know, I'm Italian, and I come from a very big Italian American family.
Do you?
So we like a nice big dinner. We like a nice big mix up. So.
Yeah,
great. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you. It's been great to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah, bye bye.
Bye
bye. Come back again.
Okay. Yes.